Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. In today's episode, I want to talk about the recruitment of additional personnel for the military campaign in Ukraine and the cost of this to the Russian economy. In today's video, we'll have a look at four different recruitment videos that Russia has posted onto social media over the course of the last few months. And you'll see some really interesting tactics in terms of how the Russian military are looking to persuade young men to join up and serve their country. We'll start off by looking at the very latest campaign that's just been released, which is really focused on the macho image and being a man. We'll have a look at a video that specifically targets poor families. We'll then look at how the economic benefits of becoming a soldier or being promoted. And then we'll finish up by having a look at a video that targets people in debt. We'll then go on to talk about how much of Russia's annual budget is now being devoted to defence spending, and heads up, spoiler alert, it is a massive figure. And then finally today I'll wrap up with my summaries to what I think the impacts of this increase in defence spending and the push towards another drive to recruit more people is going to have on the Russian economy over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. The videos that I'm going to share with you today are being distributed by Russia predominantly on social media. And for the purposes of this video, I've actually removed the original soundtrack and added new music, predominantly because YouTube doesn't like it when you lift other people's videos with music in them. It generally causes some form of copyright issue and tends to mean that the video gets taken down. So I've replaced the original soundtracks with different soundtracks just for the purposes of this video. Now, if you're one of my regular viewers that just listens to the audio on my videos, maybe you're out walking the dog or doing something else, apologies in advance, because when I'm playing these videos, all you'll hear is the music that I've overlaid, because there are subtitles on the screen which translate the original Russian into English. So let's have a look at the very latest campaign that's just been released that really focuses in on the macho element of being a soldier. So as you can see from that video, the main focus is on the heroic side of being a soldier, and the strapline at the end of "You are a man, behave like one" is a testosterone-filled macho message that's designed to appeal to what Russia sees as real men who can sign up and go and fight in Ukraine. Now, I think this advertising campaign is really quite interesting because it's different to all of the other campaigns that have been released over the course of the last few months. The vast majority of the other campaigns are all focusing on the economic side of becoming a soldier. Now, before we go on any further today, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Atlas VPN, and to tell you about their amazing 3-year deal where you can get full coverage for $1.99 per month, including a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee. If you use the internet without any form of protection, you leave yourself exposed to tracking, hacking, and advertising. Using Atlas VPN protects you from all of these. Atlas VPN provides you with comprehensive security and is used by more than 6 million people worldwide. So it's fantastic news that it will protect you from hacking and tracking and data breaches. But what's also great news is that it can save you money and open up a whole new world of entertainment, because it allows you to change your location, which gives you the opportunity to get better deals and to access content that may not be available in your region. Atlas VPN is available to use on unlimited devices for one subscription, and Atlas VPN is currently offering an amazing 3-year deal where you can get full coverage for $1.99 per month, including a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee. So to purchase this exclusive Joe Blogs offer, please click in the description below. So this recruitment campaign is really targeted towards the lower end of the socio-economic spectrum. Those families that are poor, that are relying upon the younger people in those families to be able to provide. And what we saw here is a story about an old grandfather who loves his larder. In fact, he loves that larder so much that he actually refers to the car as her. And it's clear from the tone of this video that the grandfather is very poor and that it's breaking his heart to sell the car, but he's prepared to do so for the good of his family. And in order to make the video more poignant, the buyer that comes along is a horrible, ruthless individual that decides he's only going to pay 50% of the price that was advertised. And the grandfather doesn't really have a choice. He's so poor that he has to agree to sell his car for 50% of the market value. It seems a bit crazy, but he's decided to do it. So he's about to sign that contract when all of a sudden his grandson comes along in an army uniform and says, "I've saved the day, I've signed up, I'm going to be able to provide for the family." And everybody's happy. But what we don't see in this video is what happens after the end of it, when the grandson actually has to go to Ukraine and get involved in the fight and potentially may never come back. And I'm sure the grandfather, taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture, would much rather sell his larder than send his grandson off to the war and never see him again. Now this recruitment video has a slightly different flavour to it. What we see here is a guy that's actually in debt. So he's got people chasing him for the money that he owes. And the two guys that turn up looking for the repayment don't look like they're from the bank. This doesn't look like an accountant who's coming to take possession of some of his goods. This looks like people who are coming with baseball bats to teach him a lesson. But luckily for him, he's signed up to join the army. And apparently under Federal Law 377, everybody has the right to defer all of their repayments on any debt that they owe. However, I'm not entirely sure that this arrangement would apply to the two guys who've just turned up, who look like they're loan sharks who are coming to beat the guy to get all of his clothes off him. But according to the video, these guys were actually happy to take him at his word that he had signed up to become a soldier and therefore let him off the debt. And in fact, they spent some time wiping his board clean. And indeed, at the end of the video, the two loan sharks themselves, decided that they needed a career change and that they were going to sign up as well. So the overriding message that's being sent here is that if you're in debt and you need to get yourself out of that situation, you should sign up for the army because we'll postpone your debt whilst you're sent to Ukraine. Once you come back from Ukraine, if indeed you ever do, then we will reinstate your debt and you will still have to repay it. So you're only really kicking the can down the road. And I would suggest that it's probably better to work out some form of rescheduling and restructuring of that debt rather than going over to Ukraine and risking your life on the front line. So what this recruitment video is focusing in on is veterans. So people who have previously served in the Russian army who are now unhappy with their lives. And we see these guys sitting around the table complaining about the fact that they're working night and day. They're being paid very low amounts of money. They're having to rely upon their mother-in-laws and their wives and various other people to put food on the table. They're not happy. And so they all convinced themselves that the best thing to do would be to sign up and go and fight in Ukraine. As we saw in a previous video, the monthly salary that's being offered to go and fight in Ukraine is over 200,000 rubles. And as you saw in this video, they're talking about some people being paid 10,000 rubles per month. So this video suggests that if you go to Ukraine, you could earn more than 20 times what you're earning doing manual labour in Russia. And at the end of this video, these guys all decide that they're all going to go at 24 hours notice. And I think the tone of this video is really interesting because what's going on in Russia at the moment, obviously there is an economic slowdown. The country is in recession. It's difficult to earn a lot of money. So there will be a lot of people in this situation, particularly because there are a lot of veterans in Russia who've previously served in the army who'll be sitting in this exact situation. And this campaign has been finely tuned to tap into that market to persuade these guys to sign back up and get themselves over to Ukraine. This table shows the countries that have spent the most on military expenditure in 2022. Now, as you can see, right at the top of this chart is the United States, that are reported to have spent $801 billion on military expenditure, which represents around 3.2% of GDP and 38% of all global military expenditure. Second on the list is China, which is reported to have spent $293 billion, which equates to 1.7% of China's GDP. Third is India at $76.6 billion, 2.4% of GDP. Number four is the United Kingdom, $68.4 billion and 2.1% of its GDP. Russia comes in at number five, having spent $65.9 billion, equating to 3.1% of GDP. France is number six with $56.6 billion, which equated to 2% of its GDP. Germany was seventh at $56 billion, or 1.4% of GDP. Saudi Arabia was number eight with $55.6 billion, which equated to 6.6% of its GDP. Japan was number nine at $54.1 billion, or 1.1% of GDP. And South Korea came in at number 10 with $50.2 billion, or 2.8% of GDP. Now, I thought it was interesting to show this chart for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it shows exactly how much the United States is investing into military expenditure. 38% of total global expenditure from one country is absolutely huge. Now, the USA is the single largest economy in the world, and defense spending is obviously a very important part of its national budget. But it's also helping other countries. So the United States has been one of the biggest supporters of Ukraine throughout the military conflict with Russia, and it's highly likely that the USA will continue committing billions of dollars to that war whilst it continues. But one of the other things that I wanted to highlight here is the expenditure by Russia. Now, Russia has come in at number five on the list, but apart from Saudi Arabia and the USA, it's the only country that is spending more than 3% of its GDP on military expenditure. And obviously, the war in Ukraine is a big part of this. And actually, the Russian authorities have announced that they've increased their military budget for 2023 to $84 billion. So if we were to adjust these figures, that would move Russia up to number three behind the USA and China. And of course, China is a very large country and has a population of 1.4 billion people. And when you look at the percentage of what it's spending against GDP, it's less than 2%. So Russia is really now ramping up its expenditure. And one of the problems that the Russian economy has is that it's happening at the same time as the income is falling. If you've been following the channel, you'll know that I posted a video recently talking about what's happening with the economy in Russia. And what we've seen from the latest figures released by the Ministry of Finance in Russia is that in the first quarter of 2023, income from oil and gas is down by 45%, and expenditure is up by about 50% against last year and the budgeted figure. So Russia is spending a lot more than it was historically, and it's earning a lot less. And of course, that's going to be an unsustainable situation if it carries on over the long term. Russia does have a lot of reserves. I've talked about this before. They had around $300 billion worth of reserves overseas at the start of the conflict. All of those reserves have been frozen, so they're sitting in banks all across the world. They no longer have access to that $300 billion. But it had around $150 billion in cash in its national wealth fund. Now, over the course of the last 12 months or so, Russia has incurred huge losses. So for the full year of 2022, it incurred a deficit of around $48 billion. And in Q1 of 2023, it incurred an additional deficit of around $29 billion. So that means that over the course of the last 12 months or so, Russia has lost around $77 billion, which equates to around half of its national wealth fund. So the fact that it's ramping up its expenditure on military spending isn't going to help at a time when it really needs to be conserving cash and trying to focus on its core industries of oil and gas. So there are some major economic problems that are starting to appear as a result of the war in Ukraine. But one of the other problems that Russia is facing is the loss of people. Back in September, when President Putin announced that he was mobilizing 300,000 troops, that caused mass panic amongst the population. And we saw 700,000 people leave the country as a direct result of that call. They didn't want to be called up and sent to Ukraine to potentially die. Those individuals decided that they would rather emigrate from Russia to leave the motherland altogether. And the loss of those 700,000 people, in addition to the 500,000 people that left the country at the start of the war, the so-called brain drain, So the Russian economy is really suffering at the moment because it's losing all of these key people at the same time as these companies decided that they also wanted to leave Russia. So Russia no longer had the partnerships and the investment that was coming from those businesses. So this really is a perfect storm from Russia's perspective. And the last thing that they really want to be doing now is ramping up their military expenditure year on year, because at some point they will run short of cash. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video really to share with you some of the videos that are moving around on social media right now that are targeted towards the individuals in Russia trying to persuade them to join up. And the reason that Russia is doing this is that President Putin wants to avoid another mobilization. The negative impact of the announcement of the mobilization in September 2022 was huge. We saw 700,000 people get in their cars and drive out of Russia forever. They decided that rather than going to war, they would like to leave the country permanently. And of course, that is a disaster from Russia's point of view, because the people who make those decisions tend to be your best people. And the last thing you want to do at a time like this is to lose all of your better people. So rather than going for a big bang mobilization, Russia is trying to recruit people through social media, trying to persuade people for various reasons. So as we saw in the videos today, we've got the macho element. That's the latest video that's just been published. That's appealing to all of the guys who want a machine gun, who want to go off to battle and get involved in some sort of fight. We've seen the poverty side of things. So we've seen poor families portrayed in videos, a grandfather who can't afford to buy food, who decides he has to sell his car in order to provide for his family. And all of a sudden, his grandson comes along and saves the day by signing up for the army. We saw a video targeted specifically towards people who are in debt, saying that if you join the army, we will waive your debts for the period that you're in the army. And then we saw a video targeted specifically towards veterans, so trying to get people who've previously served to sign back up and go over to Ukraine. So all of these campaigns have been specifically designed to target different parts of society to try to recruit as many people as possible. It's been reported that Russia is currently trying to recruit up to 400,000 additional soldiers to go over to Ukraine. Now, in terms of the losses that Russia has incurred, it's very difficult to put a figure on that because the estimates are so wide. At the bottom end of the scale, it's estimated that around 50,000 have been killed or seriously wounded in Ukraine. And at the top end, we're looking at a figure of around 250,000. So that's obviously a 200,000 soldier spread, which is huge. Now, it's very difficult to be able to put an exact figure on it, but there are a lot of estimates that are coming in above 100,000 soldiers. So Russia definitely needs to recruit more people, more individuals to go over and fight in the campaign for as long as this is going on. And as it stands at the moment, there doesn't look like there's any end in sight. We can't see any sort of peace agreement on the horizon. So it looks like this war will carry on for the rest of 2023 and could even go on way beyond that. As I've mentioned before, the military campaign that Russia launched in Chechnya lasted for 9 years. And of course, the bottom line impact of all of this for Russia is bad news for the Russian economy, because the Russian economy is currently struggling in terms of income. All of the sanctions that have been applied against it by the West have reduced the amount of income that it's earning from natural gas and oil, which were the two biggest earners for Russia historically. They equated to around 50% of all of Russia's income. There has been a huge fall in that income at the same time as Russia has ramped up its military expenditure. So the Russian budget is being hit from both sides. Its income's down and its expenditure's up, and therefore it's having to dip into its reserves to keep funding everything. And at some point, Russia will run out of reserves. And it may be that the economic side of things are actually the catalyst that brings some form of peace settlement in Ukraine, because Russia could get to the point where it can't actually afford to keep going on with this war for as long as it wants to. So I wanted to post something a little bit different today. Hopefully you've enjoyed the content of today's video. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up. Thank you for watching this video all the way through to the end. And here's something to put a smile on your face.